Good morning. It's a beautiful Sunday, and it's our privilege to worship together in this beautiful sanctuary. And I pray that we all will experience God's presence among us and listen to God's word and be inspired by the word that God has prepared for all of us to hear. A young minister was being interviewed by a church board for the position of pastor. An elderly Irishman on the board sat quietly through most of the interview, studying the young man with a serious look. Finally, he leaned forward, folded his arm, and asked in a thick accent, "Lad, tell me one thing. Did God send you here?" The young minister shifted a little in his chair. "Well, I'm not sure I'd say that exactly. I'm just here to see if this might be where the Lord wants me to serve." The old Irishman squinted at him and asked again, "Now, lad, I'll ask you straight. Did God send you here?" The young minister swallowed. "Well, I really just came by to meet the board and see if we might be a good match." The old man leaned even closer and said a third time, "Son, I'm asking you, plain and simple, did God send you here?" By now, young minister was completely flustered. Finally, he sighed and said, "Well, no, sir. I guess God didn't exactly send me. I just stopped by to see if we could work something out." The old Irishman leaned back in his chair, slapped his knee, and said with a satisfied grin, "Well, praise the Lord for that. The last four fellows swore God sent them, and we've been trying to send them back ever since." Throughout life, we often wonder, has God placed me where I am today? If so, why do I face obstacles interfering with the work I'm called to do? Our heart can remain closed to situations that make us uncomfortable, even when we know we should walk by faith rather than sight. Obeying God is challenging when His plan isn't clear. Consider Abraham, who was asked by God to sacrifice Isaac, his only son of promise. Born after he had long thought infertility was inevitable. It might seem impossible to trust in such a moment, but Abraham believed in God's plan, becoming a prime example of faith. Today, we will explore the faith Abraham demonstrated, especially through the teaching of James that we just read, and some Hebrew word for faith. I don't normally do this, but I think it's very insightful to study like three Hebrew words that I'm going to share with you. And actually, a couple of them you already would know. So be ready to get some mental stimulation this morning. The Hebrew word for faith is emunah. Would you say that? Emunah. Okay, good. So now you know the word. Emunah. I will help you remember and understand this word. Now, for that, I'm going to ask if you know Hebrew word for delight or pleasure or rejuvenation. Do you? I know a couple of you do. Edna and Austin know the word. So what's the Hebrew word for delight? Edna. You know Edna? Edna is a Hebrew word for delight, pleasure, rejuvenation, or rejuvenated. Now, think about it. Edna and Imuna, they are kind of sound similar, right? Edna and Imuna. So if you don't remember the word Imuna, think about Edna. What is that word for Hebrew for faith? It's Imuna, right? So now you can remember the word. And then another one that I can point out is that, you know, you look at Austin. Austin is always delightful. And you know the reason why. Now, emuna, the Hebrew word, emuna for faith, conveys the meaning that teaches us a true understanding of faith. Emuna is not a passive intellectual belief, but active faithfulness and commitment. Because of this, emuna is also translated as faithfulness or steadfastness. Being faithful requires taking consistent actions. So emuna, faith, is more about taking firm actions than just knowing. Consequently, when there is no action, there is no emuna. James says in his letter, "You have faith and I have deeds." Some may think that faith and deeds are separate, but emuna is a combination of both faith and action together. Faith without action is not emuna, or the genuine faith that ancient Israel understood. Now, I will give you a brief lesson to explore the root of emuna. In ancient times, Hebrew scribe did not write vowels, only consonant. But they had no trouble reading without vowels. Now, they only began using written vowel signs with dots and dash from between like 7th centuries and 10th centuries AD. AD, not BC. Up until then, they didn't have any vowels. So when you see the Hebrew alphabet, it's all consonants, right? And then, you know what the vowel they have? They have dots. If you have dots up on the upper corner, that's O. And then if you see two dots under the consonant, that's O. Or if you see it, three dots diagonally, that's U. If you see a slash underneath the consonant, that's R. You know, that's very simple. It's just for the convenience sake, they invented those vowels, but, you know, that's just symbols and signs. The writing system with consonant without vowel is called the abjad, meaning a consonant-only alphabet. Even just with just consonant and no vowels, people could still recognize the word. Now, you know, Hebrew and Arabic stem from the Semitic language, right? They are closely related together. And Arabic is the abjad as well. They do not write vowels when they write, but read it with the vowels. A confusion is that the same set of consonant can be read differently and have different meanings depending on the vowels used. Typically, Hebrew root word is formed by a set of three consonants. That's why I want to, for this point, I just, you know, had to share that briefly. So three consonants. Now, for example, emuna, if you look at it, there are four consonants: aleph, mom, nun, and hey, which is the equivalent of A, M, N, and H. Now, in Hebrew, hey is often regarded as vowel. Okay? So in Emunah, there are three consonants, Aleph, Mem, and Nun, which is equivalent of A, M, N. Right? So think about A, M, N. Amen. So Emunah, faith, Amen, share the same root. And there's a word, another the verb for believe is called aman. Aman. And I look it up, even in Arabic, aman is a very popular name for boys, right? It's a trustworthy, and then it can also mean trust. In Hebrew, aman means what? Believe, okay? Now, you know, aman has the same implication of the word as the word emunah. Aman means to believe, trust, be faithful, to conform, similar to the meaning of emunah. As implied by emunah, aman signifies more than just intellectual agreements. It involves a serious personal commitment. In simple terms, aman implies taking actions because someone believe in something. Aman appears in Genesis 15, where Abraham speaks to God about his lack of an heir. God then makes a covenant with Abraham and says, "Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be." And then it says, Abraham believed. Abraham, aman, that's the word. Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness. The faith Abraham demonstrated here was not just intellectual, but a committed act of faith. Both emunah and aman means faith in action, or faith accompanied by action, or lived out faith. So the action and faith goes together always in emunah and aman. This helped us better understand God's word today. This part of James emphasized the importance of faith supported by deeds. To illustrate his point, James used Abraham as an example. He asked, "Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar?" Now, some might argue that James is wrong because it was when God promised Abraham a son, he believed that he was credited as righteous, not when Abraham offered Isaac. The time there's about, 15 years or about 20 years difference, right? However, using the Hebrew word emunah, which means steadfast faith that doesn't waver, also accompanied by action, James is correct because Abraham's faith remained the same both when God promised him a son and when he placed Isaac on the altar as a sacrifice. James' teaching on faith and action aligns with how the Hebrews understood faith. Ultimately, we don't need to understand the meaning of emunah or aman in Hebrew. It is common sense that faith and action go hand in hand. Without faith, without action, isn't true faith. It can be even hypocrisy. But the challenge to faith arises when we face situations that don't align with our reasoning. Can we trust God's promise that are so vast they go beyond our wish list? Can we believe in God's blessing when we all see our disasters? Let's revisit Abraham. Abraham was 75 when God told him to leave his hometown and go to a foreign land. Starting a new life abroad in his 70s didn't make sense, but he obeyed God. When God promised to multiply him through his descendant, he was about 85. he was still childless, and God's promise seemed illogical, yet he believed in God. By God's intervention, he had a son with Sarah at age 100. His faith with long patience paid off greatly. He was a happy father until God suddenly told him to put Isaac on the altar. Consider the confusion and pain Abraham felt then. But Abraham still trusted God. You know, when my first son Edward was born, the first thought that just automatically came to me was, can I do what Abraham did? I cannot. I couldn't. It is truly painful to follow God's lead when it doesn't make sense to our rational mind. But we act not because God always makes sense, but because our faith in him compels us to do so. One more word that helped us understand the imuna or aman, faith with the action, is the word amen. Actually, that's one of the action of faith that we can all take. Amen comes from the same root of aman and imuna. And you know, like I shared, aman, imuna, aman, amen share the same root, A-M-N. Therefore, have interchangeable meanings. Aman means to believe, to be faithful, and to conform. So amen in prayer means I conform, I approve what's been said. I believe, or I am anchoring myself to what has been said. The faith we have in God encourages us to believe and to take an act of faith by saying amen. When we face troubles and do not understand the circumstance, we believe in God's presence and say amen. This is exactly what Abraham did. Abraham demonstrated faith in action and responded with amen to God's command and promise, even when his situation did not always match human reasoning. A tribe of Native Americans, this is something that Leonard Sweet shared in his book, Soul Salsa. A tribe of Native Americans had a unique practice for training young braves. On the night of a boy's 13th birthday, he was blindfolded and taken miles away. When he took up the blindfold, he was in the midst of thick woods. He had to stay there all night by himself. Every time a twig snapped, he probably visualized a wild animal ready to pounce. Every time an animal howled, he imagined a wolf leaping out of the darkness. Every time the wind blew, he wondered what more sinister sound it masked. After what seemed like an eternity, the first rays of sunlight lightened the interior of the forest. Looking around, the boy saw flowers, trees, and the outline of the path. Then, to his utter astonishment, he saw the figure of a man standing just few feet away, armed with a bow and arrow. It was the boy's father, who had been there all night long. Likewise, God is always present with us in our trial. His presence is unseen, but it is more real than life itself. Just like the young Indian boy, we fear the dark. In similar situations as the boys, our senses do not work properly, and we do not see our Heavenly Father at work. We may feel confused and in pain, but we believe in God and say amen to God's promise to be with us always. We may doubt and question if Jesus died for us and loves us, but the answer is loud and clear. Amen, He did and He does. We may struggle today, but still say amen to the fact that God will see us through. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And through Him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. We may not fully understand God, and yet we still say amen to His grace, which is always available to His people. Our faith in God through Jesus Christ calls us to be people of amen. We breathe in God's grace and exhale amen until our last breath. Amen.